Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including the Vikings and the Chargers, Thursday Night Football, coming up 20 minutes from now. But joining us right now, to talk Week 8 in the National Football League is our friend, pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola of The Hammer and Forward Progress. You can search Forward Progress on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. Great NFL betting content. And I just want to give a shout out, because I love him, to our friend G-Stack George, who's the absolute best. Rob is on Twitter at Rob Bazzola. Welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Blue Jays are in the World Series. I'm very excited for that. NFL's been going great. It's been a great time, Nick.
Well, you know, you beat my team and then Femi's team on the way to get there. So allow me to say, on behalf of Femi Abebefe, yeah, go Dodgers. Before we get to NFL Week 8, need to get your thought, Rob, on the betting scandal that broke this morning. Chauncey Billups, head coach of the Blazers, Heat guard Terry Rozier, and former Cavs player and assistant Damon Jones arrested as part of like an FBI investigation into illegal sports betting and illegal poker games backed by the mob. Like, this sounds like something out of like a Michael Bay movie. What's your thought, Rob, betting angle on all of this?
Yeah, so like, I don't want to focus on the illegal poker game all that much, but on the betting side of things, with inside information being passed around, right? I think the larger conversation that needs to happen is about the regulated space, because I know a lot of people will say, well, regulation is good because we were able to catch this type of stuff. Like, we could see it happening in real time. People noticed it. That's good. But there's also a part of it where regulated betting has created new bet types that are creating opportunities for bettors to try to exploit them, whether that same game parlays, micro betting, all sorts of things that are happening now are a product of new bets. When you can put a bunch of unders together and parlay them for a player who's giving information that he can leave a game, like, that's going to create people who are really wanting to take risk to try to capitalize on it. So I think at some point you need some sort of like regulatory betting reform in the future of, we got to stop offering X, Y, and Z, or only offering them up to certain types of limits, to take a lot of this nonsense out of there, because it gives a lot of credence to the people who think that all the games are fixed and rigged, and it's not like that. This is just like a couple of bad apples. It's not as widespread as people would like to think, but it just puts a whole stain on the industry. So I think a really large conversation at the regulatory level needs to happen.
Give us something, Rob, like one thing that you think could happen changing the industry as a result of this news, and maybe news that will come out in the future.
I think that there should only be a tier of players that are offered for player props and SGPs. I don't think I know what some bettors might think here, but there's no reason to have a bench player who's going to play 12 minutes in an NBA game offered across the board everywhere and being able to SGP his type of bets. Is someone going to stop betting because they can no longer bet on a player that's going to play 10 minutes in a game? No, they're not. And this is where a lot of the stuff is targeted at this point. And I think that's just one easy fix. There's probably a lot that they can go down the road, but I do think that player prop offerings, as much as I love to bet them, they should probably be scaled back a little bit.
Well, I'm just like, I better be able to bet on Jalen Noel over receiving yards, like 11.5, like I did on Monday night. I just want to say, like, let me bet on the fourth wide receiver, please. You could take the eighth player off an NBA bench off the board. Give me the fourth receiver, please. All right, bets for week 8 in the NFL. Rob, let's start with the Bills and the Panthers in Carolina, where it looks like at BetMGM and other places, we have come off 7.5 and down to the Bills as a touchdown favorite. Any bets for you with the Bills and the Panthers?
Yep, I make this short of 7. Now, obviously, I think you want to capture 7.5 if you still can out there right now. But if not, and you're, you know, just kind of waiting on it, I think 7 is fine. You just reduce your bet size. So Carolina has a really strong statistical profile, especially when you adjust for schedule, in running the ball well and defending the run really well. And in my opinion, those are the exact ways you want to beat this current iteration of the Buffalo Bills. I get that they're coming off a bye week. Maybe you see a few more wrinkles in their offense. But at their core, they cannot stop the run on defense. They kind of invite the run, which is a real problem against this Panthers team that has been running the ball on everyone. And on the opposite side, Joe Brady's talked about it for the entire year, about how they got to get the running game going. They're leaning into the run more than most teams in the NFL. That's not the way to beat the Panthers. So I think a little bit of stubbornness on the Bills' end so far this year. Until I see that change, I don't really want to lay numbers like this in those types of spots. So give me the Panthers. Daquan Jones still not practicing for the Bills either, which has been a loss for them on the defensive line. I honestly think the Panthers are very live in this game.
Wow. I mean, how about that? Buffalo loses 2 straight heading into the bye, come out of the bye and lose to Carolina. That'd be a hell of a story for a team that everybody thought might be 13, 14 wins at the start of the year. How about in the AFC South, Rob? Titans and the Colts. Indianapolis, a 14.5 point favorite at BetMGM. We were talking about the side in the last segment, saying, hey, like, can we actually do this? Sounds like you might like the total. This is sitting at 47.5. What do you like with the over-under in this game?
Guys, I've bet a lot of over in this game. I still don't think it's nearly as high as it should be. The Colts offense has been historically efficient. Like, historically. They're number one points per drive. They're the lowest punt rate this century through 7 games. And now they're going to face the Titans defense that just put L'Jarius Sneed on IR. Jeffrey Simmons is not going to play. Like, the Colts move the ball at will any way they want in this game. They can run the ball. They'll still use play action, throw the deep passes. It's just a matter of whether Tennessee can get you there. Cam Ward, 7.5 yards per attempt last week, much better than the 5.5 in previous weeks. The Titans' O-line is at least healthy. The Colts are missing some depth players on the defensive line as well. So if you're just asking Tennessee to do their part and not lose like the Raiders did 40-6 to the Colts a few weeks ago, I'm a little bit more confident that they can make that happen even without Calvin Ridley. So I think that this number is still too low. I mean, if you want, you could just play the Colts team total over. I think there's value there as well. I prefer to stick to the main totals and sides, and I like the over in this game.
What would you play that up to, Rob? Colts team total, because I was going to follow if you didn't say that.
Okay, so my fair in this game right now is 49.9, just so people have the context of what I make the number in the game. I basically make it 50 in this game, so there's still probably another point of room here.
All right, awesome. You bet on this Thursday. Pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola with us. Check out his content, Forward Progress, as part of the Hammer Betting Network. Search Forward Progress wherever you get your podcasts, and you can also find the video show on YouTube. And yet another shout-out to the great G-Stack George. Sunday Night Football, Rob, and we've both been betting for a long time, and I know you remember I bet the Vikings in both of the Favre-Rodgers games in 2009. Rodgers against Jordan Love this Sunday night. The Steelers 3-point home dogs in this game. The total has been bet up to 45.5. How are you betting Packers and Steelers?
I like the Packers in this game. I know this is like the spot everyone wants to bet the Steelers. Extra rest, Tomlin, home dog, Aaron Rodgers revenge game. I get that all, but at some point, I just think that the number is the number in the game. The Packers offense, I think stylistically, matches really well with what the Steelers have struggled with this year. The Steelers have struggled everywhere, really, but they're giving up a ton of explosives, and that's what the Packers kind of live for, is generating the aggressive play-action game, working down the field. Pittsburgh's pass rush has just fallen off of a cliff relative to what it was in recent years. On the other side of things is where I actually particularly like this, though, a lot, which is the Packers have this scheme on defense where they are not blitzing much. They're one of the lowest blitzing rate teams in the entire league. They're generating pressure by rushing four, and that is a real problem for Aaron Rodgers. If you can pressure him with a standard rush and make him get away from his first read by dropping guys into coverage, he has to hold the ball, and Zach Frazier's not practicing for the Steelers on the O-line. They could get killed on the interior there. So I personally just think that stylistically, the Packers could really dominate this game. And I've said that a million times before with the Steelers voodoo. And maybe it hasn't worked out every single time. But matchup-wise, really, really like how Green Bay fares here. So I laid the points with Green Bay.
What about Monday night, Rob, with the Chiefs and the Commanders? Marcus Mariota starts in place of Jaden Daniels, the Chiefs' massive favorites.
Yeah, so I don't love coming on and like giving plays after the number has moved a little bit. But I still, again, think that there's room here on the over. Washington's offense under Marcus Mariota has a very different profile to Jaden Daniels. With Jaden Daniels, Cliff tries to get a lot of quick passes out for him. Everything underneath, really, they don't attack downfield a lot. With Marcus Mariota, they actually use heavy play action. He throws downfield a lot. The Commanders' offense with Marcus Mariota has 6.4 yards per play this year. That would only trail one team in the league, which is the Colts right now. They create explosives, and using play action is the way to beat the Chiefs this year. They've allowed a high completion rate, 11.2 yards per attempt. That's the worst in the NFL. So I don't buy that Mariota's like a massive downgrade here. The problem is the Commanders can't defend anything. They put Dorrance Armstrong on IR now. That's four defensive linemen on IR. I just don't know how they're going to do it against this Chiefs offense. The Chiefs offense is so good. They generate tons of yards after catch. That's where the Commanders really struggle. They can't tackle. I mean, they rank 29th in yards per attempt on throws that are within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, ultimately. And I like the fact that we get Mariota here because he's the guy that pushes the ball when they're trailing versus Jaden Daniels, who doesn't. So again, I think maybe another point here or so of room on the total. I like the over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I don't think we can do a full-on lightning round here because we spent a lot of time talking about the sports betting scandal that broke this morning. Well, let's get through as many games as we can. My New York football Giants, Rob, off a really fun game last week in Denver, traveled to play the reigning defending Super Bowl champion Eagles. Point spread there in between 7 and 7.5. Total is 44.
If A.J. Brown ends up suiting up, I like the over in this game. Both quarterbacks create a lot of explosive plays outside, out of structure, and that's kind of a spot that I look for when betting overs. In particular with the Eagles, they either punt or they drive the whole field and they score on touchdowns because they're so good in the red zone as well. Again, very conducive to overs. So that's where I lean in this game. I don't have anything on the side.
How are you approaching Bears-Ravens with all the injury uncertainty, especially as it concerns Lamar Jackson? And do you expect Lamar to play?
I am mostly approaching it in a way where I'm just not going to bet much on the game. I would love to bet the Ravens here. I just don't know the health of Lamar. I think he will play. My best guess is that he'll be limited in the running game and they won't use him very much with his legs and turn him more into a pocket passer. That's not what I really want to bet in this game. Would have loved to bet the Ravens here. but I'm just essentially crossing it off my list for the week.
Rob, your team, the Dallas Cowboys, like serious playoff contender after the win last week against the Commanders, now travels to Denver. We are in between 3 and 3.5 at BetMGM with the Broncos favorite at home. The total is 51.5.
Yeah, you could put a square on my forehead. You might as well paint it on for the amount of overs that I've bet this week. I bet the over in this game. Now, this one I think is out of range at this point. It's moved quite a bit. But ultimately, I just see this as Dallas is just a dead nut over team right now. They can't stop anything on defense. They can't stop the run, especially outside runs where the Broncos like to attack. That's my biggest concern in this particular game with the Dallas defense. I will say, though, their offense has shown they can move it on everyone. And they did that when they had O-line injuries, when CeeDee Lamb was out. So I expect points. I think if there's buyback on the under here, you're fine to take the over. From a side perspective, I think the number's right. I'm kind of like at minus 3.2 as my fair in this game. So I'm very, very unlikely to play the side in this game.
A couple toilet bowl affairs. Atlanta laying 7.5 against Miami, 44.5. Cincy 6.5 at home against the Jets. We don't know who the Jets quarterback's going to be. Total 44.5. Anything on those two games?
I think it'll be Tyrod. I'm hoping the sevens come back in this game, and I will bite on the Jets. It's bad for them on the injury report as well. Garrett Wilson's not practicing again. Sauce Gardner's not practicing. It's pretty messy, but at some point, you got to just say to yourself, like, the Bengals are going to have to win this game by 8 to beat me. I'm fine taking that bet with pretty much anyone in the league at this point. So that's where I'm at with the Jets. Atlanta-Miami, man, I miss the Atlanta sevens. I'd really like that. I'm kind of hoping Kirk Cousins plays in this game and someone just pops Miami in the market thinking like it's this big downgrade. Miami's defense sucks. They're just going to give up yardage and points to everyone. So I'm monitoring the quarterback situation. 2 times limited for Penix. Come on, give me Cousins. Give me someone excited about betting Miami with Cousins and I'll come back on Atlanta.
We got 3 games left to hit. Saints, Bucks, Niners, Texans, Browns, Patriots. Anything you like in any of these games? And if not, we can do something else to close.
So I will say like what I'm targeting here. I would like the Patriots at 6.5. That's one spot that I would like. And maybe it's, a little bit square. I don't think the way to beat the Patriots defense is in the running game. They have a very good run defense. I think Cleveland showed they could run the ball in Miami last week, but that's not going to work here. At some point, they're going to have to pass the ball because that's what New England does. They have a high pass rate over expected. They generate explosives, which has always been the problem with Schwartz's defense as well. Good down to down, but give up a ton of plays downfield. So I'm monitoring that one in particular. Saints and Bucks is interesting as well because Vita Vea got added to the injury report today. And if he doesn't play, that's massive. I mean, the Bucks injury report when it came out yesterday, I laughed so hard, not only at the amount of players that were on the injury report, but that Teddy Bridgewater was also listed with a teeth injury, which, right. I mean, I've never seen that in my life before.
He got his teeth whitened or something, right? Or got like crowns put in. Like that has to be it.
I have no idea. Like what? I don't know. Did he chip a tooth in practice and they had to put it on the report so they don't get fined? I want some investigative journalism into what's going on with Teddy Bridgewater's teeth.
Hey, Pablo Torre, you listening?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to win the World Series? 5 seconds.
The Jays are going to win the World Series.
Give us a best bet that will change the world in 5 seconds.
We're not playing this game again. No.
Pro Sports Better Rob Pizzola with us. Forward Progress is the show on YouTube and podcast. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Thanks, Nick. Good luck.
Our best bets for tonight close the show right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready.
maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.